the Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 15th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Mass shootings across the U.S. have many calling for more gun restrictions, but it wasn't until a Texas newspaper raised legal questions about a fundraiser that a local police association canceled at its holiday raffle for an assault weapon.
Publisher of the Caldwell Hayes Examiner, Jordan Buckley, says the Police Association of Lockhart held the same raffle last year, but his reporting found the group had only been a 501c nonprofit for 2 years, and state law says that's 1 year shy of being able to legally sponsor a raffle. He says some in the community were unhappy with the newspaper's sleuthing.
We merely pointed out the fact that law enforcement was breaking the law, and that's not a great brand. And in this case, raffling off weapons that kill lots of people to be able to provide toys for kids for Christmas, it just seems ridiculous.
Following the Examiner's reporting, the Police Association of Lockhart announced it had canceled the raffle. I'm Roz Brown.
According to the Giffords Law Center, Texas has no law restricting assault weapons. As a result, researchers have found Texas is the leading source of weapons trafficked into Mexico. That is more than nearly every other state combined. Now for the Associated Press, Congress departing Washington Thursday without a deal to pass wartime support for Ukraine, but Senate negotiators and President Biden still racing to wrap up a border security compromise to unlock the stalemate before the end of the year. The AP reports the Senate plan to come back next week in hopes of passing the $110 billion package of aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other national security, finalizing a deal to place new restrictions on asylum claims at the U.S. border. And just in time for the holidays, two North Carolina A&T State University graduates are taking a stand against hunger among college students and making a difference in three states.
Nearly 30% of four-year university students and 40% of two-year college students face food insecurity. So Michaela Williams and Alexis Ray founded Market Box in 2019 to bridge the gap. Now their mission extends beyond their own school, sending food boxes to college students in Alabama, North Carolina, and Texas. Williams emphasizes the hidden struggle of many students and says education shouldn't come at the cost of a decent meal.
We always hear the notion, oh, like you're just a broke college student, and it is a joke for a lot of people, but it is a very serious thing that a lot of people do overlook. And so through Market Box, we really try to not only buy food, but buy food with intention.
Shantia Hudson reporting.
Along with fighting food insecurity, Market Box places a special emphasis on supporting students at historically black colleges and universities. This is Public News Service. Next to Pennsylvania, where non-farming jobs have surged past pre-pandemic levels.
The report from the Pennsylvania Workforce Development Association says the state has added 1.2 million positions in just 3.5 years. Rebecca O'Shea with the association says the numbers reveal strength in the fields of trade, transportation, and utilities. And she notes some employers are still struggling to fill their open positions.
Pennsylvania's latest statistics show for every 6 unemployed Pennsylvanian, there are 10 job openings. Frankly, we do not have enough unemployed individuals to fill the open positions, and this impacts decision-making by unemployed workers, employers, and existing workers.
The report says hospitality, leisure, and government were the industries lagging. It also breaks down the statewide data so people will better understand where the jobs are geographically. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Meantime, roughly 200,000 Minnesota households lack access to high-speed internet. Affordability is an issue for some, and two regions are ramping up outreach to connect these people with federal aid to offset the costs.
The Tri-County Action Program, which assists low-income households in the St. Cloud area, is one of three grantees in Minnesota educating people about the SCC's Affordable Connectivity Initiative. Those eligible can receive up to $30 a month toward their internet bill. Tri-County's Teresa Flink says all families, no matter their income level, deserve to have a reliable internet connection.
In this day and age, it's no longer just a want, it's a need.
Flink says in her part of the state, program participation is fairly low. And with more state and federal investments to expand broadband infrastructure, she says it's important to help ensure families can afford the service. In the St. Paul area, Ramsey County and the Neighborhood House Organization also have received outreach grants. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Terry D. lets us know chilly temperatures in Indiana mean turning up the thermostat at home, which can pose challenges for families.
Indiana's Energy Assistance Program provides a one-time annual amount to approved households to help with their heating costs, usually if utilities have been or are about to be disconnected. EAP Community Programs Manager Thomas Hartnett Russell says energy costs have risen faster than the general inflation rate this year, which has spurred more requests for relief.
We had a lot more people that we were seeing who had never been on the program before, might not have been aware of the program before. We're seeing unprecedented numbers of people, I think, who are just having difficulty meeting all of these obligations.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.